Blog Talk Radio.
If God can take a worn-out life like mine and make it whole, if He can turn the water into wine, if He can give light to the blind. It's such an easy thing to take a darkened life and make it just a game for me to play, all and all, a puzzle with a thousand pieces gone. And every time I thought the picture fit, I found out I was wrong. My life was incomplete, 'cause Jesus had the pieces all along.
Indeed, 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 Jesus can do it all for you. He can do it all for me. He can do it all for us. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Our theme this week is casting our cares upon our caring Lord. Our scripture text comes from the Epistle of St. Peter, the 5th chapter, the 7th verse, which reads, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we give You thanks. We call upon You right now. We call upon You because that is the wisest thing to do, to call upon God in the day of trouble. In Your word, call upon Me in the day of trouble, and I will answer You and show You things that are great and mighty, things You did not know. We turn to You, O God. You are our only hope. We pray that You would bless us, instruct us, teach us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Well, we are here looking at this verse, which pretty much sounds like Psalm 55:22. That psalm was written by David. This epistle was written by Peter. two men of God who on a personal level discovered what it was to trust in God. Casting. What is casting? To cast, simply put, is to throw or to fling our burdens, our troubles, our worries on the broad shoulders of the Lord. How do we do that? If the burden is so big and the problem so heavy, how do we fling it? How do we throw it on God's shoulders? How do we do that? Well, prayer. You know, we get together every Tuesday night for prayer. Why do we do that? Why do we come to God once a week as a group, as a unit, as a body, as a church to pray? Why do we do that? Well, because we're interceding. We're making up the gap. We're standing in the hedge. And we're bringing the burdens and the hurts and the cares and the anxieties before the Lord. God tells us. God encourages us in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Paul says this to his beloved son in the ministry, a young pastor who is shepherding that great flock known as the Church of Ephesus. Paul says to Timothy, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all those who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. You see, why do we pray? Why do we take this issue going on in the Ukraine, this devastating war between Russia and the Ukrainian people? Why do we take this and we constantly bring it and put it on God? Why? Because the Bible says this is good and acceptable in his sight. In whose sight? In the sight of the God who saves. His desire is that all men would be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. We come, my dear brothers and sisters, carrying our burdens and placing them on God. But we also come carrying other people's burdens, other people's hurts, other people's pain, and we bring them to the Lord. For his shoulders are broad enough to take on the burdens and the cares and the anxieties of the entire world. God wants us not to keep these problems to ourselves, not to worry about them ourselves, but to hand them over to him. This is why the Tuesday night prayer meeting is the most important prayer meeting or the most important meeting of the week. Why? Because it is our time, it is our moment as a group to take all of these issues and as a group put them on God's shoulder and then wait to see God do wonderful things. Indeed, God hears prayer, receives prayer, but he also answers prayer. He saves. The children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, And he heard their cry, and he delivered them from the hands of the Egyptians. So when we come together on Tuesday night, it is an exercise. It is an opportunity. It is a moment for all of us, every member at Grace Church, to come together and cast these things on the Lord. What things? Burdens. Burdens which are burdensome. Things which people can't carry. Things that would just crush a man or woman's spirit. Things that bring people to the point of depression. People don't want to get out of bed because of the problems that they have. We take those problems in faith and we cast them on the Lord, and God answers by delivering those people out of the bed of depression. People can't even get up today. People are really, really, really depressed. And so it is by means of prayer. And this is why all throughout the week we're collecting prayer requests. We are receiving prayer requests. And then as we receive them, when we get together, we make these known to God. And not just make him know of things he already knows. It's not just that we're telling God stuff he already knows. Because everything we're saying to the Lord, he already knows it. But it's that act. You see, it is that intentional act that we learned about. We are intentional on Tuesday nights. And we're taking those burdens and we're placing them in God's hands because we can't solve them. We can't solve any of the problems. We can't. And this is why we turn to the Lord. Now, if you look at the text, this is the second word we're dealing with. The text begins by saying casting. And we dealt with that word yesterday, which is the same. Casting is the same thing as cast. All. Today I want to deal with the word all. The picture there of the circle with the slices there is a picture of our problems. Here is a care. Here is one, the whole circle, that entire circle, represents one single care. Remember, the text says, casting all your care. It doesn't say cares. It's not in the plural. It's in the singular. Casting all your care. One care represents one problem. However, a problem has many different fractions or components. As you can see, there's a yellow component in that circle, and there's a blue component, and there's an orange, and there's a red, and there's a green. It's one problem. It's one unit of burden. It is one issue that is tormenting you and keeping you up at night. It's one issue. Now, you may have 10 circles. You may have 10 cares. If you have 10, you're to cast all 10 on the Lord. Now, the important thing about the word all is that the word all means all. Well, what do you mean, Pastor? Well, again, look at the circle. The circle has one blue piece, one orange, one red, one green, one yellow. There's five pieces to this circle, five. When God, through the pen of Peter, encourages you and I to cast all, he really means all. When you have a problem, all to Jesus. When you have a problem, don't give him four parts of the problem and you keep one part because you're going to handle that one part. Listen to me. He wants it all. He wants you to give him your entire mess. Another way of saying is he wants your whole mess, W-H-O-L-E. He wants the whole. To give him five-fifths, that's what he wants. He wants five-fifths. Now, if you decide to give him the orange and the blue and the yellow and the green, you messed up. Why? Because you didn't also give him the red. He wants all of it. He wants you to have none of it. Why? Because, again, it's one unit. It's one whole problem. And he wants the whole assignment. He doesn't want you to handle any of it. He doesn't want you to lose sleep over any of it. He wants it all. Now, if you, for example, if you went to the doctor and you needed a number of things done, let's say you had a broken leg, you were in a car accident, and in your car accident, you suffered a broken leg, you suffered some broken ribs, you suffered a broken arm, and you said to the doctor, well, doctor, I want you to handle my broken leg, and I want you to handle my broken ribs. I'm going to take care of the arm. The doctor's going to say to you, did you get bumped in the head? Do I have to check your head? Because that makes no sense. If you have a broken leg, and if you have busted ribs, and if you have a broken arm, while at the emergency room as they rush you in, the doctors are going to fix all of you. They're not going to send you home with a cast on your leg and with your ribs taken care of and then send you home with a broken arm simply because you told the doctors, I'll handle this part. No. The doctor and the nurses and the staff will take care of the whole problem. The whole problem. All of it. It's the same thing with anything. If you take a car to a mechanic and you need four new tires and your steering wheel, your steering fluid is leaking badly where you can't even turn your steering wheel. So you got bad tires and you got your steering fluid is not held because the steering fluid hose is busted. And you need brakes. And you say to the mechanic, well, I'll tell you what. Do the four tires and do the steering fluid. Make sure you give me a brand new hose for the steering, for the power steering. But leave the brakes. I'll handle the brakes next time. Well, the mechanic is not going to give you, he's not going to approve that you put that car on the road. Why? Because you're going to kill yourself if you have no brakes. You see, my brothers and sisters, God wants the whole. We sin and we hurt ourselves. We do ourselves a disservice when we only give part of the problem to God and we try to solve the other part on our own. God says no. Peter says no. Take all of it. Take all of it. Take the blue, take the orange, take the yellow, and take the green, and don't forget the red. Take that whole mess and give it to God. He wants all of it. All of it is interconnected. All of it makes up the problem. Again, you have to put on God's shoulder the entire problem and all of its components. The Greek word pas denotes the idea of oneness. If you remove that red slice, that circle is not complete. That circle will not be exhibiting oneness. that circle will not be exhibiting totality of the whole. Why? Because you decided to take one segment out to deal with it yourself. All represents the whole quantity or extent. And so God wants it all. You're only going to hurt yourself when you try to deal with something you're not capable of dealing with, even though it might be a small matter. It might be a small matter. Like, for example, let's just say, you say to the mechanic, all right, give me the four new tires and do the brakes. But I'm going to get home driving this car, and the mechanic's going to say, well, you know, that little hose, that power steering hose isn't really a big thing. It's a small little hose. Let me do it. And you say, no. I want to drive 100 miles to my house without that power steering hose. Well, you know you're going to have a problem on the road. Why? Because you tried to handle it rather than letting the expert handle it. God says, I'm the expert. Let me handle it all. That's the word for today. Cast on God's shoulder. Cast all of it. You know, the man that had the legion, the man that was filled with demons, didn't say to Jesus, well, you know, Jesus, you can cast out the majority of the demons, but let me cast out the rest. What did Jesus do? Jesus cast out the entire legion. You're not able to, I'm not able to, handle the whole thing. It's too burdensome. It's too much of a problem. Many of us are problem solvers. We're wonderful problem solvers, but you know, there are problems in life that even a problem solver can't solve. And we think that we can, and we try to do it in our own strength, when many times it requires supernatural power. God says, give it all to me. Give it all. Give it all. God says, I want to handle it. I want you to rest. I want you to relax. I don't want you to think about it. Put all of it on me. Put all of it on me. I had a friend who came from South Africa, a missionary friend, a dear friend. He came from South Africa. And I met him up in Long Island, New York. And this is when I was living in the Bronx. I went and I met him up in Long Island, and we were having dinner and we were catching up. And I said, what's the matter? You, something's on your mind. Something's on your mind. And he says, yeah, and one of the reasons why I'm back in the States is because I got a letter from the Internal Revenue. You got a letter from what? Yeah, the Internal Revenue. They're asking me for back taxes on money that they claim I owe them. And I says, well, let's have lunch. Let's do lunch. And what do you have to do after lunch? He says, I have nothing to do. I says, good. I'm going to take you to my CPA. I'm going to take you to my certified public account. And so from Long Island, we went down to Queens, New York. I called my accountant. I said, listen, I got this dear friend, and he got this letter from the IRS, and he's being tormented, and he doesn't know what to do. And we're having lunch, and he's really not into it. He's not smiling. He's got a frown on his face. I know this letter's bothering him. Can you do me a favor? Can you see him today? He says, bring him over. So we went down. We saw the accountant. The accountant got right there. The accountant got on the phone with the IRS, put it on speaker. He says, I'm calling. I have this client. This is his letter number, and he gave him all the information. And so in 5 minutes, my accountant took care of his – in 5 minutes. And when he hung up with the IRS, my accountant told my friend, don't worry about it. It's been handled. I'll take care of it. Mike will take care of me, and I'll take care of your problem. Trust me, this will be handled. My friend who came from South Africa gave my accountant, or the CPA, the entire problem, and he handled it. When we got back into the car, he was his old self. He was laughing. He was cutting it up. He was joking. He was the happiest man because now that what? He had cast that burden on an expert, on a professional. God is telling you, take your problem, put it on my shoulder. When my friend left that office, he left with no paperwork, no nothing, happy, was never again bothered by the Internal Revenue. Never again. Because I took him to the right person. He gave the paperwork to the right person, and in 5 minutes, my friend from South Africa, he was shocked. That easy? I said, that easy. Because you got to go to the expert. You got to go to a person who does this every day. You got to go to a person who knows who to call at the IRS. See, the CPA, he's got inside people in the IRS. And he knew who to call. And he knew how to solve it in 5 minutes. In no time, the CPA calls me back and says, hey, is your friend still here? Is he still in the city? I said, yeah, I need his address. The IRS sent me a letter saying that he owes nothing. Problem solved. I got the letter. Where do I forward the letter to? You see, my brothers and sisters, casting all your care. Take the entire problem and give it to the one expert who can solve it, who can handle it, who can erase it for you, and that is the Lord. We're going to leave it there. We'll be back tomorrow to continue our exposition of 1 Peter 5:7. Keep falling in love.